Welcome to the Top Bins Podcast, where we're talking everything Premier League transfers as we get set for the new season starting on August 15th when Liverpool take on Bournemouth. My name's Adam Ionetta, and I'm joined by Karem Albarak and Alessandro Di Capua. So, let's kick it off with the teams that we think won the transfer window. Start with you, Karem. Who do you think has won the transfer window so far?
I'm pretty sure you're going to know my answer. Obviously, I'm going to have to say Liverpool. Spent over $200 million, almost a bunch of big-name signings. You know, likes of Florian Wirtz breaking the transfer record for the Premier League and Bundesliga. Milos Kerkez, serviceable left-back, high energy, high motor, $40 million. Got Jeremy Frimpong around the likes of $30 million. Replacement for Trent is going to be great up on the wings. A little bit better than him defensively, too. Giorgio Marmadashvili stepping in. As Alisson's time is slowly coming to an end, Marmadashvili will be stepping in as we lost, we lost Kelleher to Brentford. And it's just been an amazing transfer window. They spent almost 200 million euros, and I think the team isn't done after winning the season. I think they're definitely top of the list right now.
Well, about me, about my opinion, okay, obviously Liverpool made a great transfer window. They signed all top players like Ekitike and obviously Wirtz. But I would say that the second team who won this transfer window is Arsenal, because Arsenal spent around 200 million, but in a very good way, because Arsenal bought Victor Gyökeres for approximately 55 million, and he was the most important purchase in this transfer window, especially because he is a top player in his role. Then, for example, another great player was Zubimendi. Zubimendi in the midfield will be a very important player, especially for the replacement of Thomas Partey. But with Declan Rice, he could form a very great midfield. And I would say also the purchase of Kepa is important to make to have a security behind Raya, and also the purchase of Mosquera right behind Saliba and Gabriel Magalhaes.
Yeah, and you guys are keeping it, talking about the top teams in the big six. I think that a team that has really done well this transfer window is closer to the bottom of the table, Sunderland, newly promoted side. Yep. They've signed Granit Xhaka from Bayer Leverkusen, Habib Diarra, who's a strong signing, Senegalese midfielder over from Strasbourg, and also signed Enzo Lefebvre on a permanent deal. So three in the midfield, I think that's going to really help them compete at the Premier League level. They've added more physicality, but also quality on the ball. And also adding someone like Simon Adingra, who's more of a squad player at Brighton. So I think at Sunderland, he'll have a more prominent role and should help them also score some goals and stay up.
Yeah, hopefully Sunderland breaks the streak of newly promoted teams going back to the relegation zone. They spent a lot of money. Hopefully they can stay in the Prem for a couple of years. And it's just bringing back the old Barclays vibes, you know, the old teams. It's fun to watch. I'm excited they're up there. Like you said, great moves all around.
Yeah, I think it's also going to be incredible to watch Sunderland versus Newcastle. Great to have that rivalry back in the Premier League. That's going to be an incredible game. And I also think just for like the health of the English football system, it would be great for one of the newly promoted sides to stay
for
up this
sure.
year. Obviously, the last 2 years, all three teams that have come up have gone straight back down. So, moving on now to the losers of the transfer window. Who do we think maybe needs to do a bit more, add some players before the season starts? We'll start with you, Alessandro.
Well, I will say the first team is Everton. In my opinion, Everton so far is a team which didn't make some significant signing. Everton has the same team of the last season, and we all know that Everton last season risked to be relegated. Is a team that needs to make a good transfer window for the next season, because otherwise the relegation will be sure, in my opinion. Then another team could be Wolverhampton, because Wolverhampton is, yes, is also a good team, but they need to purchase a new attacking midfielder, because with their style of playing, they need an attacking midfielder, especially after Mateus Cunha left. And Manchester United also need a new forward. They looking to sign Benjamin Šeško from Red Bull Leipzig. But for the moment, they are still stuck in the transfer window. So they need to improve, for sure.
I'm going to keep it in the top six. I'm going to say the Tottenham Hotspurs. Obviously, you saw the move from Mohamed Kudus coming over from West Ham for $54 million. I think that's a good move for them. But the Morgan Gibbs-White deal fell through, and I thought that was going to propel them to the next level. So I think Spurs are still eyeing in more midfield reinforcements. João Palhinha on loan with the option to buy. Decent option. Kolo Muani. I don't know. I think they need a central midfielder and a defensive holding midfielder to stabilize the spine of the team. I think Spurs are... how do I put it? Lacking compared to the other six teams so far.
I think that's a great point about Tottenham. I thought similar with needing another defensive midfielder. I think that a team that has lost some strong pieces from last season are Bournemouth. They sold Milos Kerkes to Liverpool. Dean Huijsen went over to Real Madrid. And now I just read that Zebrani is going to go to PSG. So they've lost both their center backs and the left back, three out of the four in that back line. So I think Bournemouth are a team that need to go in and make some signings. They haven't really brought in defensive reinforcements yet.
Yep.
And I that would be a team that I think, I don't think they're a team that really is threatening to like be relegated. I think they still have a great coach in Iriola, and there's enough there, especially in attack with the likes of Semenyo, to stay up. But I think if they want to maintain that mid-table status that they had last season, I think they're going to need defensive reinforcements. It was a remarkable season that Bournemouth had last year, their best ever in Premier League history. So,
yeah, like you said, just going to step in there. Yeah. Like you said, they spent a lot of, they got a lot of departures. They made a lot of money from it. And now I think they need to spend a little bit more to maintain their position, like you said. And also, I'll just quickly touch in on Newcastle. Anthony Elanga brought in, but Isaac's future remains conflicted. He may or may not leave the club. You know, Leipzig got Sesko, but Newcastle are interested, as are Manchester United, like you said. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see those moves shape out, too.
Yeah, and it's funny. It feels like Newcastle have lost out on a lot of targets that, you know, other clubs have beat them to it, you know. And I it's kind of funny, even some clubs like Manchester United, who maybe finished closer to the bottom of the table, have beat Newcastle to a target. But, you know, obviously Manchester United have the name, have the prestige. So a little bit of a reality check there for Newcastle. But moving on to now more specific about players, who do we think is going to be the most impactful new signing this season? Krem, who do you think?
Obviously, if Isaac moves, the conversation can change. But as of now, I'm going to have to say Florian Wirtz. Obviously, breaking the record is no joke. The team knows what he'll bring. They were title champions, so they went out and made a big splash. And I think Wirtz is going to be that perfect attacking midfield option that's going to slot right pair exceptionally well with Salah and Hugo Ekitike as well, that just came in. They lost the likes of Diaz, but Gakpo's still there. And I think that offense that Liverpool are building right now is just going to be very, very scary to watch. Obviously, Wirtz, Bundesliga Player of the Year, won the treble with Bayer Leverkusen, if I'm not mistaken. So, yeah, I think he's going to be... even just in his game in Japan, the friendly game, his goal, he's very technical. You can see he's good with the ball on his feet. He sees the pitch, and him, McAllister, and Gravenberg are going to be a nightmare. Szoboszlai as well is going to be a nightmare midfield to deal with.
Well, it's difficult to say what player will be the most surprising during the next season. So I have more alternatives to say it. Obviously, the first one, as Kerem said before, is Florian Wirtz, because Florian Wirtz is a top player, and in a top team like Liverpool, he can do just the best he can do for the next season. I would say also Gyökeres in Arsenal, because Gyökeres is a great striker. He demonstrated to be a very great player in Sporting Lisbon. Now in Arsenal, it will be probably his most important proof of in his career, because Arsenal needs a striker like him. And if he will do well in a team like Arsenal, he will be the most impactful player in Premier League. And I will say, as a third alternative, also João Pedro in Chelsea, because João Pedro arrived from Brighton, and Brighton is a good team, okay? But in Chelsea, his impact was very strong, especially in the Club World Cup. So I think that he is adding attacking variety and goal threat in Chelsea's front line. So these are, in my opinion, the most impactful players for the next season.
Another player I just wanted to mention, obviously brought him up a little bit sooner, but yeah, Anthony Elanga, yeah, he's a proven Premier League performer. For Forest, he had a great season last year. Manchester United definitely must regret letting him go, but he's got a lot of unique attributes. High work rate, he's good for the Champions League, he's durable. And yeah, if they build around, if they get a couple more guys, if they get Sesko up front, I think it could be a dangerous duo.
Yeah, I mean, I love João Pedro's suggestion. Scored a few great goals at the Club World Cup. But one player who was mentioned earlier that I also really like is Mohamed Kudus. And I just think Mohamed Kudus, in Thomas Frank's system at Tottenham, he'll probably play as an inside forward. Frank likes to, he'll mix it up between a back five and a back four. But Frank likes to have his wingers come inside a bit more. And I think that'll really suit Mohamed Kudus. And we could see someone who was brought in for, I believe, £55 million. I think we could really see Mohamed Kudus have an incredible season, playing in a role that's really comfortable for him. So I've always thought he's an outstanding player, extremely technically gifted, really good, carrying the ball in transition. I think he'll really suit what Thomas Frank will, with how he'll set Tottenham up. So I think that's a great signing. Another one that's really interesting too is one for more of the future, the 18-year-old Estevao, who has signed for Chelsea. We saw a little bit of what he could do at the Club World Cup, and I think he's someone that in the future can be a really incredible player, very good in one-on-one situations off that right wing. I think he'll just need to adapt physically to the Premier League. Once he does that, then we'll see him really develop into a solid player. Now, on a more negative note, who do we think will be the flop? There's always that flop. Every season, there's always that player who's brought in for big money, and it just doesn't work out.
I'm ready to step in on this one. I'm going to advocate this heavily. I believe Brian Bembo's to Manchester United, the transfer fee was very steep for an injury history, a player with a long injury history with not too much reliability. And his best season return was 9 Premier League goals in 2022-2023 season. $65 million is just very steep. I feel like Manchester United got desperate. They needed to make some moves. They saw all the big clubs around them were, so they felt the need to overpay. Don't get me wrong, he's a quality player, and we saw flashes of brilliance, but I don't know if the style and tactical fit are going to fit with Manchester United's system. And also, I think there's a positional redundancy on the team. Now they lost Rashford to Barcelona, so that helps out. But if Garnacho is not sold, Diallo and Garnacho play relatively the same position with wide forwards. So I don't know. I don't think he's necessarily a huge upgrade over the existing options. So it just leads me to more questions about like balance versus actually needing the player on Manchester United.
Well, I would say exactly the same thing, because I think Bueno is overpaid. Yeah. And Manchester United is usual to make this kind of expenses. I remember about Onana 2 years ago. I remember about Oilund. I remember about Zirkzee. That, okay, good. They are all good players, but in the system of Manchester United, they don't work so much. And Bouémo risks to be like them. And I will say another player, and is Kyle Walker. Kyle Walker went recently to Burnley. Burnley took Walker as a top player just to remain in Premier League because they are a new promoted club. But I don't think they can trust only in Walker. Okay, Walker has a lot of experience, has a huge impact on the team. But recently, his quality has decreased so much. Yeah,
he's getting older.
Yeah, he's getting older, and he's not like the same Kyle Walker of Tottenham or during his first period in Manchester City. So I would say that this is one of the worst signings during this transfer window.
I mean, Kyle Walker is definitely aged, that's for sure. I'm actually, you guys went for Man United there, and I mean, there they are, a hot spot for flops. But I'm going to go with their rivals. I'm going to actually turn to Liverpool, and I won't go Florian Wirtz. I think that's a slam dunk
sign. I see where this is going.
But Hugo Ekitike, we've seen strikers come over from the Bundesliga and flop. Timo Werner being one for Chelsea that everyone will remember. But I just think Ekitike was brought in for about £80 million.
A little bit.
The Premier League.
90, 95, something like that with add-ons. I don't know. You might be right. You might be right.
Yeah, even in Euros, it gets more up there. But either way, I think he's a player that could struggle to adapt a little bit to the Premier League. Especially Liverpool will face a lot of teams that sit deeper against them. And I'm not sure he's the kind of striker that when there's not as much space to attack in behind, dealing with a lot of physical center backs in the Premier League, I'm not sure he'll have the same impact. And I worry for him that if he doesn't adapt right away to the Premier League, there could be a confidence kind of issue that starts to seep in.
For sure.
And that's something that we often see with strikers that come over from other leagues, their confidence gets down at the beginning, and then they're just not quite able to recover.
Yeah. Like you said, Bundesliga strikers coming over hasn't translated necessarily the best in the Premier League. But, you know, he's still 23 years old. He's very tall, very technical for his height, for a guy of his stature. And he scored 22 goals with 12 assists and 48 appearances in the Bundesliga last year. Obviously, after Marmoush left, those stats really did drop, which gives me hope that when he plays with Salah, I think Salah's going to unlock the best in him. And the crosses, the balls, we don't have Trent anymore. Liverpool doesn't have Trent anymore, but I think there's going to be a lot of service around him, and I think he's going to get his fair share of touches on the ball, and he's going to get his fair share of shots on net. Hopefully, it's not a Darwin Nunes 2.0 situation, but I'm hopeful for Ekitike. I think he can do big things. I just think it's going to take a little bit of adjusting, like you said. It's not going to happen right away, but the players around him, the team quality, and Arne Slot, I feel like they're going to unlock the best in him.
And just to finish this off, let's get everyone's prediction. Who's going to win the Premier League? We'll start with you, Alessandro.
Obviously, I will say Liverpool. Liverpool is the favorite, for sure.
Karem?
I was also going to say Liverpool, but let's not discount Man City. We didn't even talk about their moves, but they've made a couple of really good moves, too. Bringing in the likes of Ait Nouri, Cherki, and they brought in Reginerds, right?
Yeah, from
Milan. Yeah, so they solidified that midfield. Obviously, Rodri is going to be back too. They lost De Bruyne, but I think Man City and both Arsenal are going to give Liverpool a run for their money. It's definitely going to be a competitive run, definitely more competitive than last season, in my opinion. And I do have Liverpool repeating back to back. It's just hard to bet against Arne Slot, especially after you've seen the window that Liverpool had. They unlocked the war chest. They haven't done such a season in years, so it's going to be interesting.
And just to finish this off, I'll mix it up a little and go Chelsea. João Pedro, Liam Delap, Giddens, reduce the creative burden on Cole Palmer. I think they have a much better squad than last season. But thank you, everyone, for listening. This was the Top Bins podcast. Adam Iannetta, Karim Albarak, and Alessandro Di Capua. And that's it. Until next time.